USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have some breaking news this hour. The Pentagon is reporting there's been a large explosion outside Kabul Airport in Afghanistan. The Abbey Gate at the airport is where the explosion took place. The White House was warning of an imminent threat hours ago and warned everyone around the Kabul Airport to leave the area. An offshoot of ISIS called ISIS-K, the K being their province in Afghanistan, was the group identified with the early warning. Former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster tells Fox News what he thinks is the new power structure in Kabul.
Siraj Haqqani is the number two person in the Taliban, the military commander who just put together this massive campaign. He is in charge of security in Kabul now, and what the Haqqani network does is provide a bridge between Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Those two organizations are completely intertwined.
Again, there's been an explosion outside the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Good news for Social Security recipients. Your cost of living increase will be the greatest in 40 years. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Social Security cost of living adjustment for 2022 potentially will be the biggest in 40 years. Estimates indicate the annual boost could be 6.2%, prompted by rising inflation. But rising prices on grocery store shelves and at gasoline pumps aren't the only reason why those bigger monthly benefit checks will likely not go far. Social Security's cost of living adjustment is calculated each year using the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. The calculation for 2022 will be based on data through the third quarter. Moreover, two other items, Medicare Part B premiums and taxes, would likely reduce the value of that increase for many, according to research from the Center for Retirement Research. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the direction of U.S. politics heading down a road we've never seen before, there are some that can no longer sit on the sidelines. One such person is a household name from his gridiron days. Herschel Walker has announced his intentions to become Georgia's next senator. Mr. Walker tells Fox News he can no longer sit on the sidelines.
When people say Herschel is not of Georgia, I've said, no, I owe everything to Georgia. I owe everything things to Wrightsville, Georgia, everything to my parents, but mostly to the state of Georgia, because whatever I've done, the state of Georgia has gotten behind me right now. And right now, it is very biblical that this state have a conservative like myself to get in Washington and let the people know this country is going down the drain unless we stand up. You know, young people out there, you know, I was like you. Sometimes I stayed on the sideline. I didn't vote. You know, I just figured this is not going to touch me. But right now, I'm telling you what's happening right now. You got to wake up. Wake up and say, I got to get into this game. And that's what I'm saying. I'm going to get into this game. And I'm going to say, guys, this is not the America I grew up in. This is not the America I want to be a part of. We're a great country. So quit trying to divide us. Quit trying to separate us, because we're together. This is the reason we're the greatest country in the world, is we have people that come together. And what I want to do is bring the people together. I want to go to Washington and try to, you know, get people together so we can get things done for this country, get things done for the people. Things are just getting ridiculous, and you can't do it. We can't live like this.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.